Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Lewis.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, man? Talk to us.
Man, I never had these issues. This isn't me, man. Like, to be honest, I've been dating a lot of women the past couple of years, and I've been fine with that. But you know when you just go on a couple of dates and you really click with someone? You feel like you got something, and I feel like I have that with Adrian. So on the last date, this is kind of crazy, but she calls me. She says she can't find the babysitter and asked me to watch her kid. And I went over, and it was a little weird at first, but we ended up hitting it off. And the kid's really funny. It was a Saturday night, you know. We watched TV, we watched cartoons, we played games. It was cool. And then, toward the end of the night, I realized, you know what, man? I could do this. I don't know, for some reason, like, kids are scared to me. It's something I ever wanted to do.
Yeah.
But I actually realized, you know what? I could do something like this. And then I was, you know, I was thinking about her again. And I haven't clicked with someone like this in a while. And now I call her the next day and she doesn't call me back. So now I'm thinking, how did I f*** up? I'm the one who saved the day.
Yeah, no shit. And you said that you hit it off with the kid, too.
I hit it off with the kid. We hit it off great. I mean, what the f***?
Yeah, poor Lewis. He's losing not just one people, but two people that he cares a lot about. We got to set this up. Hang on, Lewis. We're going to call her, okay?
All right, man.
All right, second date update on text. I want to give a big shout out to my friend Lewis here because this dude, he's a very honest individual.
Mm-hmm.
He said he went on a couple dates with this girl, Adrian. They had a great time together.
Yeah.
Adrian actually asked him to watch her son. Lewis was reluctant. Because Lewis is like, I don't like kids. I'm not a kid guy. I don't know if I could do this. But he did it. And now after watching her son, he loves kids. He wants to be a stepdad.
That was quick.
Except for one little thing. Since that day, Adrian hasn't called him back or no responses, no texts, none of that stuff.
And usually, like, if you get along with a kid, if you hit it off, that's usually a huge plus.
Hell yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to find out. Stay quiet. We're going to call it right now, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Adrian?
Yeah.
Ma'am, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for waking you up. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station.
What?
We're calling
what?
You...
What?
Okay, don't hang up. We're calling you from a radio station. I can explain why we're calling you. There's nothing. It's a good thing. We got your number from somebody.
Oh, yeah? Did I win something?
Yes, you did, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yeah, I swear. Okay, so here's the deal. Like I said, we got your number from a gentleman who likes you a lot. So you won a free date with this guy that we'll pay for. Well, and you get to pick the place. Wherever you want to go. Yeah. And we know that you have a son. I'll even tell you who the guy is.
Yeah, could you?
Yeah, okay, well, first of all, are you available? You're not dating anybody, right?
No, I'm not.
But you were, and his name was Lewis, and he's the guy who called us. So what happened?
Oh, my God. Are you serious? Are you serious? He has the nerve to have you call me?
Just by us speaking to him on the telephone when he called us, he sounds sincere. He really likes you, and he said he really likes your son, too, and he would love to be in your lives.
Oh, would he? Oh, that's cute. That's really cute, you know. I don't want to have a single thing to do with him. That motherfucker can just go away.
Jesus.
I'm done with him.
Whoa, what the hell are you talking about? Adrian, what the hell are you talking about?
Oh, Jesus.
Just go away.
Adrian, Lewis is on the phone. Lewis, you were supposed to wait until I told her that you were on the phone.
He's on the line?
Wait. You want to tell me what I did that was so bad? Because
Lewis, you are despicable. If you text me one more time, I swear to God, I'm going to find you and I'm going to blow your phone up. Literally.
Wow.
What the
heck? No, hold up. No, seriously, Adrian, seriously. What did I do wrong? I thought we had a good time. I thought I had
all
your son. I don't know what I did.
Yeah, you had a good time. Can I tell you all what this motherfucker did?
Please, Louis.
Yeah.
Louis, it's ridiculous. I've never. I like him.
No, Louis. Louis, please let her speak. We let you speak now. You can let her speak.
I like him. He's very charming. He's very funny. He was actually pretty good with my son. I finally introduced him. It was great. Everything was going fine. He leaves the next day. I'm baking cookies with my 3-year-old. My son, he asks if he can sniff the powdered sugar we're using for the sugar cookies, if he can sniff it like mommy's friend did.
What?
Wait a minute.
That's what I said. What?
You know where this is going.
This motherfucker was doing blow on my bathroom sink, and my son walked in and saw it.
No,
Hold on. Your kid's got a
moment of my time.
Adrian, your kid had a stuffed up nose. I was trying to help him blow his nose. Your kid is confused. He's got an imagination. We're playing games. You're going to believe a 3-year-old over me?
Trust me. You want to know why I know that's what you were doing? He goes to the drawer where we keep our silly straws. And he goes to the craft counter, and he grabs scissors, and he cuts the tip off of the silly straw when he asked me that. So don't even tell me he has a
Louis!
You know what? I hit it off with this kid. So now this kid is, like, snitching.
So now we're mad at the kid.
So you're raising a snitch.
You're going to call him a snitch? You're going to call him my
snitch? That's going to get his ass kicked if you keep doing this.
Oh, my God!
Louis!
He's blaming the kid!
No, I'm just saying. Adrian, you're acting like I tried to give him some. Will you relax?
There's a lot that just happened here. Adrian, would you be willing to go out, just you and Louis, perhaps to discuss this over a meal? Maybe you can come to an understanding and keep the relationship. This was a speed bump in what could be a great highway of love.
Oh, no. He's already run his car over the overpass. I am done with him. He's disgusting.
But what if I quit? What if I just stop doing it in front of him?
Monday on the second date update on the 10th.
If your date disappears literally in the middle of your meal, chances are they don't want another day with you, but you never know. You never know. Listen to a hilarious classic second date update on the 10th.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.